Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by David Last. Talk number two. No one speaks like this. Mark chapter 1, verses 14 to 28. In the previous episode, we met a man called John, who acted like a herald announcing a royal visit. He told the first century citizens of Judea, modern Israel, to get ready for the Son of God, Jesus. John drew huge crowds with this message, but his plain speaking about sin also made him powerful enemies. We don't like hearing someone tell us what we do wrong, especially if we're proud. John's opponents were like that, and so they had him arrested. However, Jesus is ready to fill the gap John leaves. Like him, he proclaims that God's King has arrived and gives warnings about sin. He says that none of us have obeyed God as we should, which will bring serious consequences upon us. Yet Jesus also offers God's forgiveness. And unlike John, who worked alone, Jesus begins to build a team to spread this good news. Like last time, we see that Jesus is a king who serves his people, rather than one who wants power and prestige for personal benefit. And that's obvious from his first four team members. Does he recruit staff from the influential, rich, and political classes of the South? No. He chooses from among the ordinary, working fishermen of the North. But what draws them to him? He doesn't look like a king. He has few resources, and his current health is probably poor after having spent 40 really hard days in a rough area. On top of that, the two sets of brothers he picks, Simon and Andrew, James and John, have small businesses to run and families to care for. Going off with Jesus isn't going to do much for those parts of their lives. Yet, they can't help but feel there's something special about this man, and what happens next confirms what they feel. At one of the team's first stops, in the religious hall of a local town, Jesus makes a speech which dives deep into their souls. He doesn't talk like other public figures, whether that's the wily lawyers, manipulative politicians, or self-promoting celebrities. He speaks about life like he understands it, perfectly. Meaning and authority come flooding through. Everyone is gripped. In the hall, one person present reacts especially strongly. Troubled in mind and heart, this man has been kept at arm's length by those around him. Others see this man as damaged and deluded by an unseen power greater than himself. They don't know how to deal with him. When he screams at Jesus, tension fills the room. But Jesus doesn't fear this individual or want to push him away. Instead, he simply speaks, and the poor man becomes calm. Everyone is amazed. What do you think? Could Jesus really be a leader who can truly answer the deepest questions and fears of life? Mark says yes, and adds that Jesus will do that for any who ask. He's not looking for the world's successful people to join his movement, build his empire. Jesus welcomes every person who knows they need him, which actually should be all of us. And those who take up his invitation find that Jesus guides them to forgiveness, love, and peace of mind. No one speaks like him. I hope you discover that for yourself. Thank you for listening, but do stay on to hear Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 28 read out, and then come back for the next talk to hear more from this gospel.
This is Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 28. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee.